This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when our law enforcement establishment is springing into action. They've just arrested a one-time rioter in Alabama. He's from Alabama, claiming that he, in addition to participating in the events in the Capitol building, had parked a truck filled with homemade bombs, filled with them, two blocks from the Capitol. Serious? Five people have died, including a police officer, somebody who has defended police officers from every kind of filthy scandal thrown against them, and I think qualifies as one of the nation's most valued and perceptive defenders of law enforcement, is Heather McDonald. She is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor of City Journal, the author of New York Times bestsellers like The Diversity Delusion and The War on Cops. Heather, congratulations on your great piece on President Trump's exit.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. It's an honor to have such encouraging words from you.
Well, they're meant, and I think the piece is beautiful and important. You identify, and I think you hit it precisely on the nose, the worst moment of President Trump's entire presidency, and you identify that moment as 4:17 in the afternoon last Wednesday, January 6th. What happened at 4:17 in the afternoon?
4:17 came after several Trump tweets where he was fortunately and rightfully calling on the rioters to support law enforcement. However, in those tweets, he did not condemn the violence. 4:17 p.m. also came after a one-off speech from Joe Biden, which was admirable in its restraint and its distinguishing between those few handful of thugs and boors who were desecrating our national symbol and most Americans, a tone that Biden has since completely decimated with his phony race-based attacks on the Capitol Police. Trump then came out with a video that he tweeted that was another response to the rioting that was going on. And at that point, Trump had one obligation, to issue a unequivocal condemnation of the violence. Once again, he did not do it, but in classic Trump mode, he took the opportunity to recycle the entire narrative about the stolen, rigged election. It was narcissistic. It seemed in a weird way to justify what was going on. His speech was completely inappropriate, but he cannot get away from narratives that he thinks boost him. He was also clearly trying to pander to those rioters and say that he felt their pain and justified it. I've never been a never Trumper, Michael. I've made a difficult decision that he was the lesser of two evils. The greatest evil was the further emboldening of the left and its hate-filled war on Western civilization. But I have to say, I find myself these days wondering whether the never-Trumpers were right, that the character flaws of Trump, his disregard for the norms of public office and of the presidency, and I'm not saying that other presidents have not been narcissists. Obama, Clinton have not also used the office in ways that are self-serving, but Trump is in a class by himself. If there's a certain sort of Greek tragedy logic to his downfall, that his character flaws were so great that he was simply ill-fitted to be the president.
Well, again, it's Heraclitus said a very long time ago, character is destiny. And one of the things that you were talking about, 4:17 in the afternoon, he sent out a tweet at that time also, the same time almost exactly, where which Twitter took it down, but he said, "Remember this day forever." And then he said of the break-in in the Capitol building, "These are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is so unceremoniously and viciously stripped away." There's a report, I don't know if you heard it, Heather, that the New York Times is reporting that Mitch McConnell says he welcomes the House sending articles of impeachment, and apparently has told people he believes President Trump did commit impeachable offenses. For the country, what's the best outcome of this last 8 days of the Trump presidency?
Oh, God. First of all, that his effort at sort of a Lincoln-esque cadence and elevating what we just saw to a level of heroic resistance was simply absurd. I find myself so frustrated with Trump. You know, he's responsible for losing the Georgia election. Instead, he continues
completely
the rigged notion that Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, by allowing the Dominion vote machines to be used, was somehow complicitous in rigging. This is insane. This is absolute delusional thinking.
Can I interrupt you for a moment? Did you watch his entire speech in Dalton, Georgia? Because I watched all, it was about 80 minutes, I watched all of it.
And his speech? Trump's
President
speech?
Trump's speech.
No, I didn't watch the entire thing.
It was that speech that lost the election, that condemned poor Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, who I supported. Because he didn't spend the speech boosting them. He spent the entire speech attacking Brian Kemp and Brett Raffensperger. And it's nuts. Do you think that he honestly believes that he won the election in a landslide?
I do. And that's one difficulty of talking about this, Michael, is that one's response to Trump's rhetoric has got to vary enormously based on whether you actually do believe that there was a nationwide conspiracy among Republican and Democrat officials to swing the election. To me, that is not
credible. And don't forget, Trump appointed judges. We have to believe that judges he appointed also are part of the conspiracy.
Yes, and that was, you know, the speech, his noon speech on Wednesday before the rioting happened. Another classic Trumpism was his petulant griping about the fact that his three appointed justices had not voted in his favor. He's so transactional that we're approaching third world power systems, corrupt power systems here, where he thinks that they owe him votes on his behalf. But how you view what happened is inevitably determined and colored to a great extent by whether you believe the rigging claims. To the extent that you're a skeptic of it, the whole thing seems even more absurd. If you actually do believe that there was a nationwide conspiracy, and I apply the Hume test for miracles to this, is it more likely than not that there was such a conspiracy? I would say, taking into account the state of American ethics and government, as lousy as we may think they are, it is simply incredible that we could have corruption at such a wide scale. And I know that Trump believers will completely dismiss that. And so we are at an epistemological divide here that
at a divide according to time. I appreciate your clarity. We've posted your piece on Trump's exit from City Journal. It's a magnificent piece. When we come back, more about the next steps in the final days. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips, and it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry, and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor, and so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Optimistic, awe-inspiring, truly positive in every sense of the word. You want something like that? Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd. You will find out about some of the amazing things to benefit all of humanity, honest to God, that are being done in the cutting edge of high tech. It costs you nothing. And will deliver a bunch of inspiration to you. And it's fascinating. You can read the newsletter, the postings. You can sign up for webinars. Hearing about some of the developments that are occurring in Israel, in the United States, and around the world to help protect people from disease, to help people who suffer from disabilities, to basically make life longer, healthier, better, more even worth living. Check it out. Click on the Our Crowd banner. This is a means of crowdfunding some of these new technologies, which can also be a profoundly wonderful investment. And no, you don't have to be as wealthy as the late Sheldon Adelson, and may his memory be a blessing, to participate. Just ordinary Americans can do so easily. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd, my brother's company. I'm so proud of him. At MichaelMedved.com. All right, somebody else I'm proud of here, and I've never met the man, and I've never been a particular fan, but I'm proud of him today. The coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, announced that he will not go to the White House to accept the Presidential Medal of Freedom, saying, "Remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award." In a delicately worded one-paragraph statement, the six-time Super Bowl-winning coach did not say explicitly that he had turned down the offer from President Donald Trump, who he has called a friend. Instead, Belichick explained, "The decision has been made not to move forward with the award in the wake of the week's deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol." The ceremony was supposed to take place Thursday, 2 days from now. "I was flattered out of respect for what the honor represents and admiration for prior recipients," he wrote. "Subsequently, the tragic events of last week occurred, and the decision has been made not to move forward with the award. Above all, I am an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I know I also represent my family and the New England Patriots team." And given the fact that the majority of his team, like most NFL teams, are black people, I think, given the strength of feeling about President Trump right now, look, it's obviously a difficult decision for Bill Belichick, but it's not a decision that he made for any reason conceivably other than conscience. And that's kind of refreshing. Also, in terms of conscience, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, he was on ABC with George Stephanopoulos, and basically it was like ghost town at the White House. Everybody's leaving, people resigning all the time. Alex Azar has not resigned. And clip five, what he said with George Stephanopoulos has to do with why he's staying on. Listen.
"The rhetoric last week was unacceptable. I'm not going to get into or discuss the 25th Amendment here. I'm committed. I've wrestled with this. I'm committed to see this through in my role as health secretary during a pandemic to ensure that vaccines and therapeutics get out to the American people and to ensure a smooth handoff to President-elect Biden's team."
Okay, that is exactly the kind of statement the president ought to make and needs to make. The statements he made this morning were completely inadequate. He says, no, I don't want any violence. There should be no violence. We're against violence. He said that repeatedly. But is he still in favor of people launching demonstrations in all 50 states? 15,000 National Guard troops that are coming up to Washington to protect on Inauguration Day. A Joe Manchin, who is one of those Democrats that at the moment you really have to depend on. He has said publicly that, no, he will not vote for Supreme Court packing. He will not vote for the Green New Deal or for Medicare for All or any of the more radical Democratic proposals. And that means there won't be a majority in the Senate. They can't have a majority in the Senate without Joe Manchin's vote from West Virginia. And here's what he said about impeachment appearing on Fox News. This is clip number one.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job, Brett. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there. There's no rush to do this this impeachment now. We can do it later if they think it's necessary.
And there's also an argument against impeachment, much less substantial, by Brian Kilmeade on Fox News. This is clip 11.
We see what's happening around this country, how 50 state houses are being threatened on Inauguration Day. This is the last thing you want to do. It astounds me that now Chuck Schumer, guys, is exploring a possible workaround using the authority granted to two senators back in 2004 to reconvene the Senate in times of emergency, I assume this, and have a quick impeachment vote. Fantastic idea. Mitch McConnell has to sign off on it, but it would be as dumb as Nancy Pelosi hopping on 60 Minutes last night and saying the president's an imminent threat and he has to be derailed.
Okay, we don't know. Mitch McConnell has actually, apparently, according to a report in the New York Times, it just broke moments ago, says he might welcome a vote on impeachment. Look, I think that there is a core issue underneath all of this, and underneath all of it that is going on right now when people are talking about how to respond to President Trump. Now, he could short-circuit it by all of a sudden sitting down, maybe talking to some of his remaining advisors. I think that Mark Meadows is still there, and he could basically defuse the entire thing. But I think it's unlikely to happen. And therefore, the real concern is, how do you get rid of this particular toxin from our politics? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says violence inside the Capitol building last week will not be tolerated.
The men and women of the FBI will leave no stone unturned in this investigation.
Assistant Director Stephen Duantuano updating the media on what happened last Wednesday. Dantuano says the FBI is continuing to investigate what happened.
The brutality the American people watched with shock and disbelief on the 6th would not be tolerated by the FBI.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol.
As I have consistently said throughout my administration, we believe in respecting America's history and traditions, not tearing them down. Respect for law enforcement and the great people within law enforcement, so many are here, is the foundation of the MAGA agenda.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I used a phrase, just going into the break there, that I wanted to explain, because I think it needs to be explained. I said that one of the things that I think that public servants, and I very much think that Senator McConnell is a public servant. I've always thought so. And I admire him greatly. And we'll see how he does respond to this current attempt. I said to remove a toxin from our politics. I was not equating President Trump with a toxin. I wasn't. But President Trump has helped to introduce the toxin into our politics, which is this level of rancor and enmity and the idea that everybody you have a disagree with about some funding for light rail is evil. I think light rail is nuts. I hate it. I would be opposed to funding it. But I don't think that somebody who disagrees with me on that is evil. I don't think that somebody who disagrees with me about Confederate statues is evil. I mean, this notion that the other side is the enemy has been just running rampant. And of course, since the election, with the charges where, and by the way, I disagree with Heather McDonald, with all due respect, who was just on the show. I don't think President Trump believes he won the election. I mean, honestly, he couldn't be that stupid. It was 7 million votes in the popular vote. He would have to overturn 3 different states. The evidence of voter fraud or cheating or faked ballots is non-existent. It doesn't exist. And the idea that, well, it's okay to make stuff up and to have people ruin their lives and in some cases lose their lives because they come to Washington because, quote, their president has said you've got to come to Washington to stop the steal. This is destroying lives. And it's destroying character. Let me read you something which bothered me. I am a non-fan, let the record show, of Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. Pramila Jayapal is the congresswoman from downtown Seattle. And she tested positive for coronavirus yesterday. That's what her office said. It was last night. And she tested positive after she was in lockdown during Wednesday's siege of the Capitol with, and this is her quote, quote, Republican lawmakers who cruelly and selfishly refuse to wear masks. And I know there are people out there who are hearing something, oh, Pramila Jayapal, she's an ultra-liberal, she's a big leftist, ha, 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 serves her right. Isn't that just choice? And she once said, I'm glad they didn't wear a mask. I'm glad she got the coronavirus. If anyone is thinking like that, please don't. Please don't. Jayapal's office said she was locked in a secure room as a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol building for multiple hours. And several Republican colleagues not only cruelly refused to wear a mask, but mocked colleagues and staff who offered them one. Jayapal said she was quarantining because she was convinced the room, where there were over 100 people and many Republicans not wearing masks, was a super spreader event. The entire raid on the Capitol, in addition to everything else, I'm sure was a super spreader event. Quote, too many Republicans have refused to take this pandemic and virus seriously, and in doing so, they endanger everyone around them, she said last night. Only hours after President Trump incited a deadly assault on our Capitol and our country and our democracy, many Republicans still refuse to take the bare minimum COVID-19 precautions and simply wear a damn mask in a crowded room during a pandemic, creating a super spreader event on top of a domestic terrorist attack. Okay. Can you imagine that? Why? If you're offered a mask and other people in the room have requested that you put it on, and meanwhile there are people banging on the door, and those same people, it's now been revealed, apparently were defecating on the floor of the Capitol building and then deliberately spreading their human waste around. It's part of what people have had to clean up. We can do better. We must do better. Hogan Gidley, Trump's national press secretary, was on Fox News. He was asked by Bill Hemmer, anchor there, if President Trump had been emasculated by being removed from social media. Here's the exchange. Listen.
If the social media crackdown, does he feel emasculated, especially as he heads out of office?
Look, I wouldn't say emasculated. I mean, if the most masculine person I think to ever hold the White House is the President of the United States.
Okay, this leads us up into a whole new debate. Is who's the most masculine of all presidents? That's interesting. I would say that one of the candidates for the most masculine of all presidents is George Washington. For every imaginable reason, self-control, undaunted courage on the battlefield, personal integrity of an extraordinary nature. And the other president who immediately comes to mind as a deeply masculine president is Andrew Jackson. Yeah, Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson, war hero, another war hero of supreme courage. But here's interesting. Both Andrew Jackson and George Washington were not fathers. They did not have children. Andrew Jackson had an adopted child, a Native American adopted child, and he had also adopted a stepchild. But in any event, the interesting idea is, what is masculinity? What does it mean to be the most masculine man to ever hold the office of president? Part of masculinity, it seems to me, there's one of the crucial verses
that I've actually gained from studying my religious tradition is from a volume of the Talmud called Ethics of the Fathers. And it asks, who is mighty? And the term mighty is used, a pretty masculine guy, Samson, is mighty. Who's mighty? Who's strong? Isaac, the biblical forefather, is mighty, Gibor. And you know who's held to be mighty? Somebody who is in control of his inclinations. And that was the idea. If you watch all those great old movies from Hollywood's golden era, who are the most masculine folks? Are people like John Wayne? No doubt. Like Jimmy Stewart, like Gary Cooper, who are in control of themselves, who may be rough around the edges, but at heart they are gentle men. They're not people who go off railing and basically saying crazy things to the whole world that they don't even believe. And I refuse to accept for a moment that masculinity is separate from truth-telling. Because, look, again, if you go back, the idea of being straight, being honorable, that clearly has to be part of what would make someone deeply masculine, which is why I went immediately to George Washington. We know that there's not going to be any election on who's the most masculine president. Kevin McCarthy says, I've heard from members across our conference who have raised at least four potential avenues available to the House to ensure that the events of January 6th are rightfully denounced and prevented from occurring in the future. So what are those four avenues that Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, is talking about? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my four decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show. So Kevin McCarthy sent out a letter to the members of his caucus. At least one member of his caucus, one of the Republican leaders in the House, is apparently ready to vote yes on impeaching the president. That's different from voting to remove him from office, but it is voting yes. There were no Republicans who voted to impeach him last time, but Liz Cheney, the only representative from the state of Wyoming, is reportedly ready to do that. And McCarthy said, okay, they should consider censure. They, facing pressure, Washington Post reports, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy outlined a slate of options under consideration by House Republicans, considering censure of the president, which, by the way, I think would pass nearly unanimously. Maybe Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan wouldn't vote for it, but most Republicans and most Democrats would. And they're also considering a bipartisan commission. Oh, no, please not. No more bipartisan commission. Investigating the circumstances of last Wednesday's violence. And then he's also considering making changes to the process of certifying states' electoral votes. Look, it's worked well, that whole process. It really has. For many, many years, 230-odd years, and that isn't what needs to be changed. Mr. McCarthy told Republicans on a call Monday afternoon that he had recently called President Trump and told the president that you, Mr. President, bore responsibility for the events of January 6th, according to someone familiar with the discussion. Representative Tom Reed, who's a Republican of New York, said last night that he would introduce a censure resolution today. I don't know if he's done it yet. It would be against President Trump. This is from a Republican who's been a supporter of the president, to ensure accountability occurs without delay for the events of January 6th. We must also look at alternatives that could allow Congress to bar Mr. Trump from holding federal office in the future. Again, if President Trump truly does care about the country, then perhaps a farewell statement assuring people he will not be a candidate for office again because he doesn't want to get in the way of the America First agenda that he trumpets, and indicating that there are just better people to represent that agenda right now.
Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, made a very great suggestion, addition to what I was saying about the most masculine president ever. I'm kind of forgetting, and I don't know why, Teddy Roosevelt, the Theodore Roosevelt, who never liked the nickname Teddy. It reminded him of his childhood nickname, Teddy. Theodore Roosevelt was a deeply masculine man. He's a cowboy, as you know, loved to hunt and ride. He was a father of a remarkable brood of kids, all of whom became war heroes in turn. He was a consummate war hero. And when he was at Harvard, one of his main pursuits was taking on boxing. And but the thing about President Roosevelt, and it's important to remember, he was also somebody who was pretty good at controlling himself. He wasn't known to get into fist fights or bar fights. He didn't hang out in bars generally. And also had this ability, which I think is honestly the essence of manliness, which is to make peace, to turn enemies into friends. And that I hope is an ability that that the incoming president should be blessed to display. There is so much more, and the impeachment resolution, the wording of it says, "Wherefore Donald John Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security, democracy, and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. Donald John Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States." I don't think it's not impossible that this actually goes through and that they vote on it before Biden is sworn in. I think it's unlikely. And by far the best outcome would be if the president addressed his own responsibility, his own mishandling, and above all, his own lies. Because to summon people to Washington with the hope that their presence is going to overturn a decisive election for the other side, that's deeply, deeply despicable. Speaking of despicable, a lot of people think that we had a despicable year in 2020. There's now a comedy. It's available to stream right now. And it features people like Samuel L. Jackson and Tracy Ullman and Hugh Grant and many more. The film is called Death to 2020, and it's a look at the year just passed. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
An all-star cast participates in the rollicking mockumentary that takes a comedic look back on the just-concluded year that we'd all like to forget. It's called Death to 2020, now streaming on Netflix.
The most historic year in history.
I'm ready.
So what is it you guys want to talk about?
That's Samuel L. Jackson, of course, who together with Hugh Grant, Lisa Kudrow, Camille Nanjiani, Tracy Ullman, and many more, play various experts or ordinary people who give their perspective on the pandemic, politics, and other disasters of the year 2020. Some of it's very funny, but the news footage is often more amusing than the scripted comments of the characters. Understandably, the film fails badly when trying to squeeze some laughs over the painful topic of racism. Rated TV Mature, 2.5 stars for Death to 2020. And it's rated TV Mature almost entirely because of a lot of harsh language. Look, it has Samuel L. Jackson, right? I mean, there's a certain word that he uses a lot in his roles, I guess perhaps most memorably in Snakes on a Plane, one of the great artistic masterworks. I don't think there's a Medal of Freedom in it for Jackson, for either Snakes on a Plane or for Death to 2020. Next time on the Medved Show, was the event in the Capitol building the worst revolution ever? A very moving and eloquent column actually suggests that it was. There's also been a shift in American family values that is fueling deep estrangement between parents and adult children. And what is it? And how is it right to deal with it? And how could the Republican Party actually break over the events that lie ahead? We will consider all of that. Plus, we're going to get an update from Evergreen Medical Center and Evergreen Health. They are leading the way, as they did in treatment for COVID-19. They're leading the way with vaccines. And there's a film. Oh, this is appalling. Right now, they're submitting films for Oscar categories for nominations. And there's a film that was not well received. No, it's not Cats. Cats was in 2019. But this is a big budget film that is submitted for all Oscar categories, including Best Picture. And then there is one guest who has been banned permanently from Ellen DeGeneres' show. Who and why could that be? All of that, items for discussion next time on the Michael Medved Show. It's also very, very possible that the House will have already voted on a Articles of Impeachment by the time we're on air tomorrow. We will be covering that entire development. How many Republican votes are they going to get in the Articles of Impeachment? At least some this time, which is different from Impeachment 1.0. We'll cover it all in This Greatest Nation on God's Green.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.